So, in conclusion, I hope that I have at least touched on a few things that have meaning for you, or given you food for thoughts, because the Sangha isn't created by order members or mitras or really any particular person, but it's really who's here, and to some extent, even some people who are not here. I mean, everybody who's here contributes some, at least some kind of energetic presence to the Sangha. If you're here, you're an influence. I mean, it cannot be avoided. And, you know, this is the way that we can make our practice of metta real. This is the way we can start bringing our practice into the world. Or at least is by playing jazz. A way for us to become more individual and also slowly break down our feeling of separateness. The Metta Sutta, which I read earlier, says that this way of living is the best in all the world. I'm just going to end with a slogan, I guess, that comes from one of Sangharaja's teachers, Dardo Rinpoche. Maybe we could have this be the unofficial slogan of this year for the center, if you like it. He said, this was the slogan of his, I think it was a school that he ran. It was, cherish the Dharma, live united, radiate love.